2 hours of the finest new alternative music.
Tune into The Breakdown
every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m.
only on Sheffield Live
93.2.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
This is Sheffield Live.
Sorry, I'm getting seizure-inducing visuals there.
Oh, yeah.
Flicking away the corner of my eye.
Just seeing it's the 60mm early experiment of David Lynch.
Oh, right, yes, of course.
Playing on
that
the studio,
explains a lot.
Studio visuals. This is the Night Train, making it to hour two. We just had some reggae.
We did. We had a triple there. So, what were those three? Let me just wind back. So, we started out with the Mighty Threes with Rasta Business, some late 70s steppers from Bernard Brown, songwriter Colin Gregory, and Noel Bunny Brown from The Chosen Few. Originally, that was released on the April imprint out of New York City in 1978. Not really that available anymore. Just looked on Discogs, they are pricey. But thankfully, there's a reissue courtesy of Jar Fingers label.
Perfect.
We only played the sort of the single mix. There is a big 12-inch with a dub, and I think one of those ones where there's a dub of the dub. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
There's one of them, a version or whatever.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, it didn't do a lot. So we've chopped it down so we could fit some more golden.
Yes, including Jimmy Riley, Woman's Gotta Have It. You said it's a cover of somebody else's
Bobby
song.
Womack that's wrote the original. Yeah, I just checked it out to confirm. That's what I got off some website. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure it's right. And it is from 75. And then that was after that, yeah, Lee Scratch Perry's dub version, Woman's Dub, from the Revolution dub album from the same year, 1975. That has also been reissued recently on Trojan and Stroke Music on vinyl. So, I don't know, that's some sort of collab. But having a little look online, Pressure Sounds beat them to it. They put these out on 10-inch.
Yeah.
Should be a tasty play, because there's some other bits on there as well. It's six tracks, all back-to-back. So yeah, if you want to roll the dice in the dangerous game, go looking at Pressure Sounds 10 inches on Discogs.
Yes,
plenty of heat.
That dub is weird. I sort of started in the middle when I was making the show. I was like, "Has my ears stopped working?" Some like hard pan, like weird yeah. pan.
Yes.
Like, oh no, that made my headphones are broken.
That's Tubby Black. Not Tubby. That was Lee Scratch Perry blasting smoke into his four track.
Yeah, it's like, is my ears stopped working? Is my headphones stopped working? One of the two.
That's prime Black Ark era, that.
Yes.
And then starting hour two with a cut that I was supposed to put in last week and completely forgot. I don't know, you blame it on that Beta Band show, I think, maybe.
Yes, the late night.
That's what I was supposed to put in. It was Radiohead with everything in its right place. The opening track from Kid A, which was released 25 years ago. Still remember playing that for the first time when it came out, and the big Ferrari. I was like, what the heck is this?
Yes, this isn't Radiohead.
I remember reading a great quote about them, like a bit really basic but simple. Like someone was saying, you know, they were like a really good band that went weird. And it was someone replied with basically like, no, they were always a weird band, but they just accidentally did some kind of popular crossover music.
Yes.
And then went nuts to what they are, you know, reverted to type kind of thing.
That's a good bit. I think that's a good way of putting it.
I can't remember. If only I'd written it down as a catchy quote. I just got my jumbled reimagining of it. Right, more music now. We'll be right back.
I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, Craig's right. Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with the night train. Steady rolling, another 35 minutes to go. Stick around for more gold. Yeah, that was another eventful session.
Like I said, it was a bit of a struggle to make today's show because I was
it doesn't show.
No. I was out last night celebrating my anniversary. So I borrowed a lot of today's fun yesterday. Is that the way the phrase goes?
Yeah, you sold me so much you're allowed.
Yes. So
you cashed in your chips.
Yeah, so I was running at a bit of a negative today. There were times when I was just looking at the list of the songs, I was like, I don't want to listen to any of these. But that, you know, that passage, you go out, you take the dog for a walk, you regroup, you go, no. And it's, you know,
back in the ring.
Yeah, I've got seven listeners who will be disappointed if we don't put time and effort into the show. Right, so what do we have?
So for them, there's Juan Pena starting with Y Su Muchachos with La Niña. That was from 1962, I think, on a compilation called Light and Fire. Tropical dance music from Disco Fuentes, Colombia, 1956 to 83. So that's got everything in the title that we want. Dates, yes. Places, long.
Yes, 100%.
and a nice timeline. So yeah, that is on aforementioned. We sold jazz earlier. This is the second of the comps that I'm featuring this week. All sorts of great stuff on there. Soul jazz have been given access to the vast vaults of one of the oldest and largest Latin American record companies, also known as the Motown of Colombia. I hadn't heard that before.
No, I haven't either.
Nice tagline. They sort of pioneered the sound of tropical, putting out the sound of tropical music, taking Afro-Colombian dance music to a worldwide audience.
Perfect. I'm quite glad you picked those because I had no idea that compilation was out. I'm always on the lookout for more Colombian heat.
Yeah, that one's good, and it's got a good variety from like that earlier really raw cumbia stuff like that with the squeaky mad notes to more kind of electronic influence stuff from the early 80s, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good listen.
And then to celebrate National Gumbo Day, Dave Bartholomew with Shrimp and Gumbo.
Was that on a Jazzman comp as well? Maybe not.
I feel like it might be.
Or maybe it was on a 7. I feel like I've had that record.
Yeah, I've got it on a Dave Bartholomew comp. I'll have to check for that. But yes. He's the New Orleans native who had lots of hits with Fats Domino back in the day. Lived to 100.
I think
when he passed, WWOZ did for the 50s Rhythm and Blues show, I think he did a 4-week special and he shows 3 hours each time. I feel like I've got it somewhere on my hard drive. All like kind of
crunchy bit rates.
Yeah, no, it actually might be it could be an alright listen actually, yeah. But it's just a lot of Dave Bartholomew. So what's that? 12 hours of Dave Bartholomew penned, performed, produced tracks. Not for the faint hearted.
Speaking of not for the faint hearted, that was after that we went to a new one from the Goat, from their Goat remix album, Goat Noggin. The Human Language remix. So this is a new release on cassette only and digi as well at Bandcamp. So 1 year ago, Goat released their self-titled album, and to celebrate the anniversary, they handed the studio tapes over to the enigmatic producer friend Human Language with complete freedom to do what he wanted with it, basically. And he comes back with numerous references to Dilla beat tapes, etc. And it's pretty out there, as you'd expect.
Yep.
An interesting listen. No doubt. And then the final one of that set was Paul Saint. I can't remember how to pronounce this guy's name. I think it's Hilaire.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, with Batu, and that was Free Your Mind. So he's released an album called With the Producers. So it's a kind of flip of the Rhythm and Sound with the Artist series, where they'd make a track and they'd get all different vocalists to kind of guest on it. Well, he's done one with the producers, so he does the vocals for all of the tracks and he gets a different producer in for each track. From around the sort of dub techno spectrum, like Mala from Digital Mystics is on there. There's a few other kind of producers of note. Another interesting listen. Pretty varied, but yeah, definitely down the Rhythm and Sound dub techno Berlin sounds.
Right, I like the sound of that, and I also like the sound of this next song. Oldest Song of the Night from 1947, I think.
This morning pretty mama, had my dinner on time, spent my last dollar like you spent my last dime, but I'm getting tired, fattening frog for snakes, take me so many years to learn my mistakes, when I had plenty money, you pull me in your door. Soon as I got that lucky sweaty, there won't be no doubt on the that many times. Fattening frog for snakes. Take me so many years to learn my mistakes. My first note you put in mama, didn't have so many fine clothes. Old house rent, almost sleeping out there that many times. Fattening frog for snakes. Take me so many years to learn my mistake. Thank you.
I'll get my foot on the piece of it.
Once you've got a decent foothold, you can let yourself down a bit more then.
Yeah.
In case you wonder what that was, it's John Noakes just trying to climb up Scaling Nelson's Column. That's what we're watching in the studio.
Classic.
Yes. There we go. That is the final set of the night. Finishing on a louder tip as compared to normal, but hey, we got there in the end. Right, so we started off with the oldest song of the night, the mobile Strugglers with Fattening Frogs. I thought it was from 47, but it could be... Looking at liner notes for different compilations, it looks like it's somewhere between 54 and 57. So I was 10 years off. Still the oldest song of the night, though, I think. Playing that for Cracker Jack, because he was out there selling records, and that was on one that I didn't get my hands on. I've never seen it before. It's American Skiffle Bands on Folkways.
Yes.
So I don't think I need it. Or did I need it? I didn't think I needed it, but now I think I do.
Yeah, now you saw it.
Those skiffle bands usually playing homemade or inexpensive instruments, including washboards, harmonicas, jugs, washtub basses, kazoos, tin flutes, woodblocks, and a slide whistle to play a variety of songs. So yeah, what's not to like about that? Then we had Joy Zipper with Christine Bonilla. That was from their debut album that was recorded at home on an 8-track in 1999, released in the UK on IQ Records. And it's also on the 07, Another Late Night, or Late Night Tales.
I
think we're slowly playing all of the songs one by one. So if you want to hear them all in order, just go
to cut us out, cut the middleman out.
Yes. Or if you want to know what songs we'll be playing over the next few years, you can get a teaser.
After that is new cut from Eusebia with Elusive Nature. That is from a brand new album called The Wording Way, which is released on Levity Sound, which is a Peveralist label out of Bristol. He's best known for his Cinematic Jungle Excursions, but he's back for a second extended release of Introspective Electronics. So he's sort of sacked off the drums and gone deep into the hauntology vein, think Boards of Canada, Pine Corner Audio, etc.
Oh, lovely. Then after that we had Kayla Painter with They Danced by the Light of the Moon from Ambient Owl Core Volume 3, which was released this year. She's just done a brilliant interview with Joe Muggs on his Bass, Mid, Tops and the Rest blog on Substack. We'll put a link to that, to the album. All tracks written and produced by Kayla. The Hooting on track one by Oscar, the Eurasian Eagle Owl, who was is a rescue owl. To the owls, foxes, little mammals, birds, bugs, the mushrooms and the fungi, the friends of the night I met over these months. Inspiration and references for the record include The Secret Life of Owl, The Owl from 2017.
I feel like we should mention the bird watching documentary now.
Oh, we should, yes.
You brought up owl samples.
Yes. If you've not seen us posting about this, it's called Listers.
Listers, that's it.
And it's on YouTube to watch for free. No ads on there.
No, they just ask, say, if you enjoy it, just send them a little donation for the next project.
Yes, so it's a documentary following two brothers who decide, why don't we try and have a big year and see all of the birds.
He basically has a book, doesn't he, of all the birds from the family's home, and he decides, wouldn't it be mad if you just sort of went to try and find all these and then get into competitive bird watching? And it's just a mad meeting, loads of weird people.
Yes,
oddballs along the way.
Yeah, like crisscrossing the US.
Living in a small van,
sleeping in car parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw somebody post about it and they were like, it's got no business being that good. And then I started to watch it and I was like, this is too good not to watch.
Yeah, it's one of those, as soon as you put it on, you're just hooked in. It's really well made and edited. It's, the people in it are funny and entertaining. Want it to keep going.
Yeah, it's the great characters along the way. So we'll put a link to that on the show notes. It is 2 hours long, but it does fly by.
It's really good.
That was that. And then there was one more song we had.
Oh yes, and another anniversary cut, Godspeed Your Black Emperor with Lift Your Skinny Fists Like Antennas to Heaven from the album of the same name. It's the opening section from the album, the first 5 minutes. 25 years old that was on Thursday, and one of my favourites, so I had to throw that in there.
Cool. Okay, we'll just play this and we're going to head off into the night. It's Gilberto Gil with Can't Find My Way Home.
Thank you. where thy will be for all. Come down off your throne and leave your bad alone. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds the key while I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. Well, I'm wasted and I can't find my way home. Tudo do bapapéa, arararó papéa, vai, o papinho, vai, o papão, vai, 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 perdido, bando. Come down off your own and leave your money home. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds the key while I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. Well, I'm wasted and I can't find my way home. Tudo sudo patita um bodo pi pum pa 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 pe pe te um patari um ba 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 ti pa wa yo wa ma wa 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 do we do vi um ba dum dum. Come down off your throne and leave your bad alone. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds the key while I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. Well, I'm wasted and I can't find my way home. Home, but I can't find. Dug up.